7:41. Let's come back to domestic matters. And yesterday was, as it was the first day back to work for most of us, I will say again, I realise some of you worked through the Christmas and New Year period, and I'm very grateful that you kept all the machinery going and the hospitals and the buses and the trains and goodness knows what else, and I hope you got a break. But for many, it was the first day back. And sadly, for many, it was what's known as Divorce Day, because having endured, for some of you, Christmas with your husband or your wife, you decided up with this, we will not put. But there was something I noticed reading the newspapers online over the Christmas period, which is that couples that you would think were in a fairly good place, properties, seven-figure property, seven-figure estate, as it's called, simply can't afford to divorce. And now some research or a report done by Legal & General finds that older divorcees also struggle to recover financially. Neil Russell is partner and head of family law at Seddon's GSC in London and regularly helps us with family law matters, joins us now. Neil, busy day yesterday. Morning.
Good morning, Nick. Busy because it was the first day back. But yes, there were more inquiries. But I have to say, and I think it perhaps has waned off slightly, Divorce Day has by some of us been described as a media term rather than a reality. But January is a reality in terms of the increased number of divorces.
And what about the change that I noticed? And I won't name them because they're not appropriate, but there are, unfortunately, there are some minor celebrity couples who look as though they're divorcing and they've got property that's worth one, two, 2.5, and yet still they have financial struggles. Elaborate on that, Neil.
Many people, whether they're celebrities or not, live to the full extent of their income, and some of them beyond their income. And if you get divorced, that means, or you separate, that means you need two homes, not one. There's two lots of mortgages, there's two lots of council tax, two lots of utility costs, and everything doubles up. There's also the cost itself of divorce, which is certainly not insignificant. And it's difficult. People struggle with one household, they're going to struggle more with two households. And property values have been dipping, which means they're losing a lot of the equity in their properties at the moment. There are more people getting divorced quite often during the peak financial times when the economy is doing well, because people can afford to move on. When the economy is not doing well, it's not as easy to divorce. People need liquidity, so properties need to be sold. And if it's going to take a long while for the property to be sold, someone might say, well, let's wait. Let's see if the market picks up.
And so your advice in the situation, because the Legal & General report specifically mentions those over 50s. And of course, then obviously your pension is up for grabs there. What would your advice be on that field, Neil?
Well, if you're in a desperately unhappy marriage, then you shouldn't stay in that desperately unhappy marriage. But for many people, they think the grass is greener, but their own lawn would be greener still if they watered their own lawn. The problem with a pension is a finite sum. It's another, you know, very substantial asset within a matrimonial pot. And the starting point is that should be shared equally. But the income is there expected generally for one person. When you divide it by two, again, you're having to share it. And therefore, you know, those approaching or in retirement can't necessarily afford to share their retirement income.
Neil Russell, thank you. Partner and head of family law at Seddon's GSC in London. Have a happy new year. I sense we'll be talking again because you regularly help us with family law affairs. 7:45, coming up after the news.